Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
All the guys want, I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fight. I sacrificed a lot. To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the team?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where's like this? It's hey, hold on, wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com.
To get to where I got to.
BoxingWiz.com. Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another morning edition of the Rumor Mill, where we bring you news, rumors, and headlines. And today's headline is Huey Fury, the cousin of Tyson Fury, is said to be putting on some added muscle. According to his trainer and father, Peter Fury, the undefeated heavyweight Huey Fury, the son of Peter Fury, is going to be packing on some muscle for his upcoming world title fight, where he takes on the WBO champion Joseph Parker, who is 22-0 with 18 knockouts. Now, Huey has always seemed to be the smaller heavyweight out of the two Furies, Tyson being the other. Let me get on out to the Golden State, to my co-host, the hipster, to get his thoughts.
Dollar D. Biasi production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, the one and only Huey Fury is packing on some muscle for this fight. I'm not too excited about this news, to be honest, for a variety of reasons. But like you said, Peter Fury is going to be with him in this camp. That's one thing we never updated the public on, that he did get his visa issues cleared up. He even messaged me that he got his visa and that everything's good. So we're going to get a seemingly bigger, stronger Huey Fury, and with his dad there, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're gonna get another Fury with the belt, but I don't like this packing on muscle thing. I'll be honest.
Hey, before we get into that, I don't know if he's gonna message you back anymore, because you know, it's funny, you said you messaged him. I messaged him too, and I said, hey Peter, what's going on? Are you ever gonna give us the opportunity to interview you or what? I mean, take a look at the thread already. How many months is it gonna take? And I left it like that. I'm fucking tired of this bullshit, yo. How many months we've been asking him to come on and let us know what is the deal?
Quite a few.
But we'll still continue to report on you and your family, because that's what we do. We cover the sport of boxing. And you're right. I mean, in boxing, we've heard things before like, oh, muscle, it needs oxygen. He's going to be slower. He's going to tire out. Oh, muscle. Look at Davis Hayes. Shoulders too big. That's why his punches aren't straight. Oh, he's going to, you know, lose. So I'm thinking, like, right off the bat, oh, wait a minute, is this just another, you know, is everybody going to fall in line here and say, well, this is a bad thing for Huey? He's not going to be able to be agile. He's not going to be able to be athletic, which is what he should be doing versus a Joseph Parker. I'm not saying that's what he should be doing. Just asking.
I think that, well, scientifically speaking and physiologically, more muscle means you need more oxygen to support those muscles. So that's just science right there. The idea that you can't throw straight punches if you're too muscle bound, I think is sort of ridiculous and sort of one of those things that we just say without any validity to it. Similar to like the idea that you have to beat the champ to be the champ. Like, there's nothing in the rule books about that, but we say it. So the idea that, you know, you can't throw straight punches is ridiculous. Anthony Joshua throws straight rights, like picture perfect. And he's the most muscle bound heavyweight in the division. So I don't think that's a factor. But the idea of cardio, that is a major issue potentially, especially in the heavyweight division where cardio is usually more of an issue. And plus, Huey Fury is already a big guy, a big kid. I think the idea that you add 20, 30 pounds of muscle, again, I don't know how much they're going to try to add on, but if it's any sort of significant amount, that's going to change the game significantly, because he's also the type of guy where he boxes light on his toes, in and out, nice, quick shots. He's very fast for heavyweight. I think he's probably the faster guy in the bout against Joseph Parker, in my opinion, both his footwork and his hand speed, actually. So the idea you're going to add muscle on top of that, in my opinion, is going to take away from his advantages in this fight.
Well, he's most certainly adding muscle. He's linked up with a nutritioning company that has sponsored him. That it sponsors a lot of UK fighters. It's Applied Nutrition. He's gone publicly out saying that he's enjoying and loving their new vegan protein. His father, Peter, has said that he's right on track, adding about 1 to 2 pounds of muscle per week. That's a lot, but he feels.
But that's also not that much too. If you have an 8-week training camp, that's only 8 pounds, right? Like that's not 20, 30 pounds.
Wait. He said right. 1 to 2, 1 to 2. So it could either be 8 or 16.
True. Good point.
But I mean, listen, I mean, how much is Huey Fury weigh? Fucking Chrome. I need my password on this.
Well, if you looked at the chat, I already sent you a message. He weighed 231 against Fred Cassie. So if you're talking about 16 more pounds, which is the top that he could add on, you're looking at 247?
Close to 250, which would be right on par, to be honest with you. I mean, I remember when I had looked at Vitaly and Vladimir, they were both about 245, bro. Chiseled. So Huey can go up and possibly look a little better. Does it slow him down? Does it take away from his skill? I guess that's something that's going to be left for fight night. But it's interesting. This is just a Huey Fury, Joseph Parker update. Big fight for the WBO title. So obviously we wanted to get that news out, as well as, like Matt the Hipster said, Peter Fury having now been granted a visa to attend and train his son and fighter. Let's get out to some of these callers. Before we do, obviously, we are going to thank these sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
I have no clue where Brad got the Desperado music. I wonder if that's a glitch in the Blog Talk system whenever we get that Desperado music.
Who else did that like the other week that like we went back to several times? It was Marcus from DC, I think.
Probably. It's got to be like a Blog Talk thing. Well,
I mean, who's really playing that shit? That
means if we can't get to our callers there, it's got to go. We have to go. So, this has been your update. Once again, Peter Fury gets his visa. Remember that. So he will be there fight night to give his son and fighter all the knowledge possible, all the guidance necessary to try and pick up that WBO title. And he's also helping his son pack on some muscle, you know, taking them protein shakes, Matt.
Yeah, that's what we have to do. You know, I'm not an expert on gaining muscle, as evidenced by my 5'9", 130-pound frame. But, you know, maybe Huey Fury does it successfully. He's only 22 years old. He's a very young guy. This could just be him filling out, which is probably more likely. Obviously, his cousin's a much bigger guy, in my opinion, in terms of just being filled out. And he's a much older man as well. So that's a factor. Maybe this kid is just filling out. You know, he's my age. He's 22 years old. You know, maybe he's just adding 8 to 16 more pounds of that, you know, man muscle, as they call it.
Don't worry, guys. I know you're looking for our longer shows, but we will be coming back with other topics. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel here to receive that notification. But the only way you can receive it is by going into your settings and clicking on that little bell. You have to activate the bell to get the notifications. But there are a slew of topics that we need to be talking about. TBV is essentially the Sports Center of boxing. So we will be back. Don't worry about it. Make sure you tune in. If you're watching this in the future, present, past, hit that thumbs up button. Why? Because the thumbs up button helped with the visibility of the show. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO, and you can catch my co-host and co-producer at...
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Peace.